Well, it's a brand new month and time for us to find out what is happening up in the skies and at the Versant Power Astronomy Center, the Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine. We're joined by the director, our friend Sean Latch. Hello there, Sean.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well, thank you. How's your Friday so far?
Much better than my Wednesday was.
Yeah, you had some challenges. We were worried that maybe you would become locked in the planetarium and were struggling to find your way out, and in a sense, that was what was going on.
Yeah, we had an issue with one of our, basically our computer that drives the system, and it was a graphics card issue, and we were fighting it, and it went down about 3:30, and we had 4 o'clock, of course, was the first day of labs, so you can imagine kind of a little bit of panic ensued, but myself and a grad student, we got through it, got it up and running, and were able to get the class off, but it did make me, miss a few things.
We understand. Yeah, that comes first before visiting with us, but we're so glad to have you here today to fill us in, and let's talk about some of the September programs, starting with tonight with Expedition Reef.
Yeah, this month is kind of an interesting month for us. We are actually sort of taking you from the depths of the sea, starting tonight with Expedition Reef, which looks at coral reefs and the environment, and some of the research done by the University of Maine and our researchers into cold water corals and things like that. But this is kind of a nice way to sort of go to a warmer climate if you need to escape. It's been a little chilly the last few days, so a wonderful way to explore how coral reefs work, reproduce, and the importance of them to the planet as we know it.
And also coming up on Sunday, the program for youngsters, 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon, Legends of the Night Sky, Perseus and Andromeda.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, but fall is upon us. Of course, the equinox is coming up here on the 22nd at 3:21 in the afternoon. And with that means that we're starting to see some of these fall constellations return. You can already start to see Andromeda right away as soon as it gets dark, and Perseus. So this is a great program, of course, that tells the classic legend of, Perseus and Andromeda, and how Perseus had to go after Medusa so that he could slay the Kraken, or what we call Cetus the Sea Monster. So if you remember the old Clash of the Titans movies, there's been a couple different variations, but basically that is the story. It's brought to life by Aesop the Owl and Socrates the Mouse for kids. And then, of course, we share the night sky as well. So it's a really fun program, really for the whole family, but kids definitely get a big kick out of it. And then we're doing Wish You Were Here for our music show at 4 o'clock on Friday afternoons, which is sort of a little bit, that's a very sort of trippy album, if you will, sort of psychedelic in nature, from Shine On You Crazy Diamond to, Welcome to the Machine, things like that. But that's going to be a fun music program as well. And that's brand new. We just got that one in. We'd had the Wall and, of course, Dark Side of the Moon, but Wish You Were Here is brand new, so I think folks will really enjoy that too.
That is awesome. Well, we're talking with Sean Latch from the Versant Power Astronomy Center, and before we know it, it'll be Family and Friends Weekend at the university, and you've got lots of great programs planned for that weekend of the 24th.
Yeah, we're, of course, expanding our programming. We do that every year. It seems like that is one of our busiest weekends. So I tell folks, if you're interested, get tickets now, because that weekend we often sell out. And we end up adding shows, and sometimes those sell out too. But Friday night we'll be doing Expedition Reef. We will be doing a special 9 p.m. showing on that weekend of Pink Floyd Wish You Were Here on the Friday night. And then Saturday we have showings at 11, 12, 32, 3:30 and 5, so From Dream to Discovery Inside NASA, which takes a look at their engineering process, Phantom of the Universe, which looks at dark matter, dark energy, Habitat Earth, which explores how we're all connected here on planet Earth, and Astronaut, of course, a classic program that looks at astronauts, and particularly we spend some time talking about Jessica Meir and her future role on the Artemis Return to the Moon mission in that program, and Black Holes at 5 p.m., and then Sunday, the 26th, we have The Sun, Our Living Star, and then, of course, our regular programming at 2 and 4. So, yeah, lots of special programs that we've added.
Now, you mentioned Jessica Meir, and this is so fascinating to have this main connection. When do they announce the actual cruise for those flights?
Well, they announced a while back that she was selected to be on the Artemis missions, and I don't think they have announced the first, and there's several planned missions. So I think it's going to be a little while before we get the actual announcement of the first one and all that. But I have been keeping an eye. I haven't seen anything announced just yet, but hopefully we'll see something soon with that.
Now, technologically, Sean, what's changed in 50 years? We used that Saturn V rocket to get several crews to the moon. What's different about those upcoming Artemis missions?
Well, there's a couple things. One, of course, they're launching a bigger payload package. So they've redesigned, of course, the capsule, which is now called Orion and can take a crew of up to six. So that means the rocket's going to be a little bit bigger, too. So they've been working on this SLS rocket for it, which is going to be even larger than the Saturn V. So, and they've done a bunch of testing for that. The other thing is they're hoping to be able to have missions to the moon that can, land and sort of in a variety of different places on the moon. So the technology is better, and hopefully they'll be able to get, a much more in-depth exploration of the moon. When we went last time, we went for very short periods of time. The longest mission on the moon was really around 24 hours on the physical surface of the moon. The first one was only the astronauts while they were on the surface of the moon for 24 hours. They actually were only doing extravehicular vehicle activity for about 3 hours. So most of the time was just sitting in their caps. but the future, of course, they're hoping to do a lot more exploration and really getting us ready for future missions to Mars. So they'll be doing lots of different testing during that mission, or missed several missions, actually. They're also discussing sort of something called the Gateway, which is a planned sort of mini space station, if you will, that's partway between the moon and Earth, because they want to be able to use that to basically have missions that can touch down on the moon in a variety of different places. So that's a different approach as well. So it'll be quite interesting.
Let's talk about what's happening in the skies here in the month of September. Well, we've got a new moon coming up on Monday.
New moon, of course, coming up on Monday, which also signals Rosh Hashanah for Jewish community. So the Jewish community, of course, uses lunar calendars for celebrating their holidays. So that's coming up for them. Right now, tonight, if we happen to see it's out there, it's kind of a little bit cloudy in some places and a little clear in the others. But if we do get clear skies, tonight's a good night to try and catch Mercury. It's at its greatest visibility above our horizon tonight over in the western sky at sunset. You will be able to see it the next few nights, but tonight's a particularly good night too as well. And then on the 15th, the Moon, Saturn, and Jupiter are going to form a nice pretty line across the sky as well. So that'll be another cool thing to be watching for.
And it's a good month to see Jupiter and Saturn as well.
Yeah, they're up basically right now. They've just passed, both of them have just passed opposition, so they're visible. As soon as it gets dark, they're up. Of course, Venus is there too, but Venus sets pretty quickly, like Mercury. It's going to set relatively quickly after the sun, but Jupiter and Saturn are going to be up most of the evening, so it's a great time to catch them. I will mention, too, that we actually, one thing I forgot to mention earlier, we actually are relaunching our science lecture series program, too. And Dr. Paul Majewski from the Climate Change Institute is going to be here Thursday evening, the 9th of September, and talking about his expedition to Mount Everest. So this month we're sort of taking you from the depths of the sea with the coral reefs to the top of Mount Everest here at the planetarium.
That's fantastic. Sean Latch, Verson Power Astronomy Center, the Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine. Sean, as always, appreciate you squeezing us in, making a little time for us. It's not a good month if we don't get to talk to you, so let's make sure we do it again in early October.
We'll do so.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Sean Latch with us here on Downtown.